All right. Thank you all so much for your patience, because I know that you all are just as riveted by what Peter's sharing as I am. And I think we got this problem resolved. There was a phone issue on my end, and I think we got it resolved. So Peter's back with us. And Pete, you were sharing with us that you had an interesting conversation with an Army recruiter who noticed your ASVAB score.
Exactly. And like I said, I really just went and took the ASVAB test as a junior in high school because I just really wanted to get out of class. And I went and took it, actually did well on it. So Staff Sergeant Greg Hall shows up at my house. He said, "Hey, you did well on your ASVAB score, or your Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery. What are you going to do after high school?" And I said, "I don't know." He said, "Do you want to join the Army?" I said, "Absolutely." And then I eventually joined the Army. And that was one of the best things that I needed as a high school guy, graduating high school 18, joined the Army, and the discipline that the Army gave me, and a cause and a purpose in a structured environment, that was so pivotal for me at that particular time. Because, again, you know, my sixth grade teacher saw some promise. She saw that diamond in the rough and was able to coach certain things. Then a couple of high school folk were able to coach it some more.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. I don't know what is going on with the phone system. I'm assuming it's on our end. We try to reset, but anyway, here's Pete again. Okay, Pete, I'm here. Hey. I apologize. I don't know what is going on. This is unusual.
I thought it was on my end, so what I did, I took off Bluetooth, I took off everything, so I'm talking directly in the phone, and as I'm looking at my phone, there's no, all my bars stay the same, so it's not any, it's not taking any negative hits or anything like that. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, if we got to keep doing the reconnection thing, we'll keep.
Listen, I'm here, man. I'm absolutely here. This is good stuff.
So I appreciate you, and thank you all for your patience. Stay with me, because, you know, Pete is really sharing some real-world information that is relevant to how to where a lot of folks are. So a lot of people who had a tremendous impact on your life kept you moving forward, even when you were no longer in their presence on a daily basis. You got in touch with, and in fact, he got in touch with you, the Army recruiter. You had apparently no hesitation to go ahead and join the Army.
Because I needed somebody at that time. You know, my dad and mom were definitely good for what they were doing, but I really needed somebody to be able to take me out of the household, and then this guy was able to do that. I joined the Army, went to basic training at Fort Jackson, South Carolina. Next thing you know, I got a guy named Drill Sergeant Diggs, and Drill Sergeant Diggs was a drill sergeant. So he helped to shape me, whether I wanted to be shaped or not. And then graduated basic training at Fort Jackson. I did some advanced individual training at Fort Jackson. And ultimately, by the time I was 19, I was in Germany. You know, I was on another continent with the education foundation that I had gotten from Terrell County. And let me tell you this. I started doing some college work over there, and this was Germany I got there in 1984, and I learned so much. Got a chance to go to France, you know, see the Mona Lisa up close and personal.
Yeah.
And for a kid, a snot-nosed kid from Dawson, Georgia, what nobody knows, and for me to be standing in the Louvre Museum and looking at the Mona Lisa, it was one of those surreal moments. It's like, wow. Look what has happened. And it all started with an education, doing very well on the ASVAB score test, and then getting to Germany, not just to get a Georgia view or a small Albany, Georgia view, or maybe an Atlanta view, but it started giving me a global perspective. And that really, really, really helped me. And ultimately spent 7 years, 4 months, and some days as an enlisted guy. But I keep telling you about those critical mentors and coaches.
All right, stay with us. Stay with us. I appreciate Mr. Peterson for calling us back, too, to get us reconnected. I don't know what the problem is. This is unique. This hasn't happened before, so I don't know what to make of this. Pete, thank you so much for calling back. I tell you, this is unique. This is a first for me. I never had this experience, so I don't know. I can't make heads or tails of what's going on, but.
And not a problem. I don't know.
But Pete, but you mentioned Terrell County a number of times, and for the detail of the record, we're talking public school.
Public school. But when I say public school, Carl, this is, you know, 1971. I'm in the first grade, and I've got Miss Reed, and then second grade, Miss Alston, and third grade, Miss Pullum, and fourth grade, Miss Wiggins. But all of these teachers had such an impact on my life that they would not let you fail. Failure was not an option. Again, education for them was a calling. And I remember this. When we would sit there and say, well, Miss Pullum, I can't do this, or Miss Reed, I can't do this, these teachers would say, you never say you can't. And if you kept saying you can't, they would make you go to the board, write out the word American, A-M-E-R-I-C-A-N, and then they would say, circle the last four letters of American. She said, the last four letters of American is I can, not I can't. So they never let us quit. They would never let us fail. And that stays with me now. I'm 52 years old, even retired military guy. And what they instilled in me back then is still what's happening to me right now. You talked about our company, P&A Training Solutions. We go out and we want to build better leaders and better teams so they can get high-performance organizations. And one of the first things that people do, most organizations do, Carl, they cut their training and education budget. They'll, you know, to save money, they'll cut their training and education budget. But if you really want top-quality leaders and team members, you have to be able to spend the money to make sure that they are educated and developed right. Because good education and good training and good leadership and good teamwork does not come by osmosis. It has to be taught. And that's what we do now with my company. But I got that training model when I was a kid. I saw what those teachers did, and now that's what I do. And, you know, I got my associate's degree from Georgia Military College. I got my bachelor's degree from Troy State. I got a master's degree from we got multiple master's degrees, one in education from Central Michigan University, and then got one from the Command and General Staff College. But each time that I went out there to get more and more educated, it was because of the springboard that I got from Terrell County and those teachers that just loved the education arena.
Out of curiosity, were the teachers various ethnicities or the same ethnicity?
Oh, multiple. I mean, you know, Ms. Wiggins, white, Ms. Durham, white, Ms. Daniels, black. So you just had a multiplicity of teachers. You know, it was diversity and inclusion at its best. But the big thing that they taught was education, motivation, and just really coaching me. So when I actually went to Shorter University and became an adjunct instructor,
adjunct instructor. Now, y'all know why I asked about the ethnicity of, I guess you could say, the ethnic mix of his teachers. I'm a firm believer that people of all races care about people of all races. Now, not every individual is there, but you find individuals within every race. I was just sharing with them, Pete, that part of the reason that I asked that question about the ethnic mix of the teachers who had such an impact on you is because a lot of people know that one of the things that I really push here is the celebration of diversity. And you're talking about a beautiful ethnic mix of people there who had that tremendous impact that is still inspiring you and empowering you in your mid-50s, early 50s.
And let me tell you this, you know, and then joining the Army, you got the best of all worlds because, you know, we had black, white, Hispanic, Korean, German, we had everybody, and everybody was going toward the same mission. And we talked about, I think, leadership earlier, and, you know, John Maxwell, that noted leadership expert, talks about, he says, leadership is the art of influence.
Yes.
And there were people that were in my educational sphere that taught me and had a great influence on me. And again, I became an adjunct instructor for like 7 years at Shorter University. And in 2010, because of what I had learned from a lot of leaders and educators, I became adjunct instructor of the year. And
awesome.
When I look back at the influence that my teachers had, it wasn't really an award just for Pete, but it was an amalgamation of all the people that had instructed me, taught me, mentored me, and coached me. So my job to pay it forward, I have to do the same thing, whether it's in the business world or whether it's in high school or whether it's at the college level, because I did some substitute teaching also, and I learned so much just being a substitute teacher in the Atlanta metro area. And my bubble was burst because I had this image of what school was like, and I still was thinking back to 70s and the 80s. But Carl, I found out that at the high school level, that a lot of these students have some serious challenges, and we have to be able to deal with some of those challenges before they can learn appropriately, because they have a lot of, whether parents are separated, whether parents may be addicted to certain things. But I've talked to some kids that their backstory would make your heart absolutely break.
We got to hear more about this, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Pete Peterson is an agent of change, a leader himself who's capable of posturing individuals' private businesses and government organizations for enduring success. He's going to share with us ways of taking the success into the educational system. We'll be right back.